Ok, sono okay, abbiamo okay, what could we have? So the first one, yeah, number one on the thing, yeah. So this is I tried to do it in order as we go through. Okay, so it says gerim nashim, you know, avadim shufarim, right? So how do we know they're included in the Birkus Kohanim, yeah, that they're subject to that in Bnei Yisrael, yeah? So it says emolahem, right? So I was a little bit bothered by this because I found someone who at least addressed it, but I couldn't find very much, yeah, because when it says like emolahem, right, who's it talking? Who's the lahem? Say to them, right? So, I mean, if you look at the pasuk, yeah, the pasuk here a second, yeah, there was the pasuk. Here we go, yeah, basically, yeah. Daber el Aaron, speak to Aaron, the Obanav Lemor, and his children, saying, yeah, Kotevarachu es b'nei Yisrael, this is how you should bless b'nei Yisrael, em olahem, say to them, yeah? And I was a bit confused, like, who's em olahem speaking to, yeah? And I was thinking that Pashtus is this is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu to say to Aaron and his children, yeah? And the truth is, we have other drushes, like later on, that seem to be suggesting this is talking to the Kohanim, yeah? That's why we say, as an example, we say Emolahem, right? Means right. There has to be at least two Kohanim.
Right. Right.
That's one of the drushes.
Right.
Wanna down to so and yet here the first drush, we're saying Emolahem is say, you know, it sounds like, you know, to somehow we're speaking about Klal Yisrael, yeah, because Lahem is kind of broad.
Right.
So that was my number problem. Who is Lahem? Yeah.
Right.
So I saw Yad David, I guess he's collecting, you know, other pshatim. So he says Hiksha Bishnos Chaim, yeah, Pashas Nasa, right? Taha Emelahem, right? Beinan Sheha Chazan Koa Kohanim, right? We see that, you know, there's halachas about the Chazan calling to the Kohanim, it's saying speaking to them, to the Kohanim.
Right,
yeah.
Question.
The Kasa, right? De Efsha Shata Sofahu. So, in fact, he turns around this Shnos Chaim and says, maybe here, this whole Gemara, but whatever, is an error, yeah? The Sarach Loma, and he should have said, yeah, Talmud Loma, right? Va'ani Yavarachem, and I will bless them being very general, including everyone in Klal in B'nai Yisrael.
Wow.
So he has a kind of a completely different pshat in terms of what the drasha should be here. Aval emolahem akohanim kai. But however, the words say to them, speak to them, they're speaking about, you know, speak to the Kohanim. V'chem b'sifri. And in fact, there's in fact a Sifri that learns this drasha, yeah, of how do we know that everyone's included, yeah, Merva Ani Yavarchem, from that same thing that he suggests. So, and our Gemara obviously doesn't say that, but at least I felt like, you know, it's worth noting there's a bit of a tension here in terms of Emolahem, who's it going on,
right? Yeah?
And you see some of the drushes it's going on in Israel, some drushes are going on the Kohanim. Now, the second thing that I noticed about, you know, these drushes, which I thought was very interesting, and I found, Baruch Hashem, found someone who addresses this, yeah, is if you look at the drushes, it kind of starts off in an interesting way. So, if let's say, look at number two, yeah, it says, Tanya Idach, yeah, another brush, it says, Kotevarchu, thus you should bless, Panim Keneged Panim, right, face to face. And then it says, oh, and then the brush says, is it Panim Keneged Panim, or is it Panim Keneged Orif? And so, and the end of the thing, it says, Talmud Lomar Emolahem. So it's panim keneged panim, and where do we learn that from? Emolahem, right? But the brighter when it starts off, right, if you notice, it starts, I mean, each of these starts off by saying, Kotevarchu, the following, you know, the words Kotevarchu,
which is the first,
this is how you should bless them, panim keneged panim.
Right.
It sounds almost like that we're actually learning it from Kotevarchu somehow, yeah? Why does it keep on quoting Kotevarchu?
Right?
Anyone bothered by that at all? And it ends up being the drasha is from somewhere else.
Right.
So if you look at the Rambam here.
The drasha. But it's open-ended. So you shall bless, but then you don't know who you're supposed to bless or how you're supposed to bless.
Contrast to the first prices, though, it only said Kosovarakul.
No, but all the first prices end with the answer is Omalahem.
No, but it means like the previous sugya. Because it says Kosovarakul, and then doesn't bring any other proof.
It sounds almost like Kotevarchu is, but the fact we're introducing it this way, and Kotevarchu is a pasuk, yeah, sounds like somehow we see that in Kotevarchu. I mean, that's how the first Kotevarchu, panim keneged panim.
Right, if you contrast the first price,
and then it asks, is that really true? And then it kind of brings the drasha. But yeah, as Rebellion said, if you look at the very first one,
yeah,
right at the start, yeah, actually it says Kotefahu and it says, you know, Belashon Kodesh, yeah? And
that is the source. That is the source.
From the Kotefahu, yeah? So it's the way it's presented, it almost sounds like Kotefahu might be the source, but we know it's not, because then it brings another source. So I suppose, why does it bring Kotefahu at all?
Right.
Aren't all those things saying how they want to do it right then? Both Baruch Hu is saying, this is how you should always do it.
Well, Nachon, yeah, but then I'm saying that's almost what it sounds like.
Baruch Hu is equaling with Doros. The other one is saying, this is the first time this is how you do it.
Oh, you mean Emor Lahem was only the first time?
Oh, Emor Lahem, they do it face to face, whatever it is. But the Kotefahu of Baruch Hu is saying, all of this stuff applies.
I hear you're saying it's like a double Kotefahu is extending it.
That's
I could hear, yeah. I haven't seen someone say that, but I'm saying I could hear something like that. What you're saying is good. I mean, I'm saying it just addresses that something that I'm bothered.
So now, yes, answer to your question.
Yeah, correct. Right. Yeah, yeah. So the Rambam here, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just quoted in Sis Kapayim, right? So he says, Kach lamdu mepia shmur. This is his lashon, yeah?
Right.
This is how we learnt mepia shmur, from kind of, I don't know, tradition or whatever it is, yeah? Memoshe Rabbeinu, yeah, Allah Hashem. Kotevachu, this is how you should bless Ba'amida. Kotevachu, benisius kapayim. Kotevachu, belashon hakodesh. Kotevachu, panim keneged panim. So the way he quotes the halacha...
It sounds like it.
I'm sorry, apologies. I have to put this in. It sounds like almost in the Hanami, like we're saying, yeah? But all these things are kind of being learnt from Kotevachu. So Lech Mishnah says, yeah, that's the part, the next part, I kind of wrote it as a continuation here. Lech Mishnah Sham, Afa Gav de Brisa Mapik Lechol Hani Drashus Mikrayachwini. Even though he points out that actually we learn from other drushes, yeah? As Michinhu, right, Rebbeinu Zal, right, Akrad to Kotevachu. So the Rambam, however, kind of, you know, lent on the pasuk, yeah, of kind of it's lashon of asmachta, yeah, of Kotevachu. Mishum dechol hani sivui lekohanim echi aseh beinyan abracha, right? Because because Kotevachu is kind of saying this is how you should do it, kind of thing, yeah. How you should do the bracha. V'dai ki shapim mikrad to Kotevachu, yeah, and that's we move direct from Kotevachu. This is how you should do it, yeah. Avar vaday shehem mikrayachwini nafki. But actually, the kind of details, yeah, of how to do it exactly comes from other bits. So I don't know whether that is saying, like you're saying, parents. I'm not sure. He's saying, like, Kotevachu is like an overall thing. This is how you should do the blessing.
Right, right.
And sometimes we need kind of details, yeah, of, you know, is it really Panam? Oh, no, that's from the continuation of Kotevachu, of the sentence which says, you know, mm-hmm. I'm all ahead, yeah? But Kotevachu is kind of the overall heading of this is how you should do it. So it's kind of, I don't know, that seems to be...
Right. So similar.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
It doesn't bring. It's interesting with the rabbi just now, because the where he actually cites ponim keneged ponim, right? But that's not in the first brisa. Wasn't it the first two? Like, you should do it standing up. You should do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's collating all the different brises that say Kotevachu this, Kotevachu that. So that, yeah, in Chalami, ponim keneged it says Tani Idach. Another brisa says it. Rambam's just putting them all together.
Some
problem doesn't work.
No, I understand.
So yeah, sometimes.
You organize
it. I understand. Good. Okay, so number three, this is actually a partial pshat here in Rashi, but Rav Shua ben Levi says, yeah, kol kohen shemavarech misbarech. Any kohen who blesses, you know, is blessed, yeah? And then what's the source for that? Yeah, ba'ach abacha abimabarechcha, from Avraham Avinu, yeah? So when I initially kind of learned this, I thought, well, that's interesting, yeah? Why can't we say from V'ani Yivarechem, right? Continuation, yeah? Right? It says to the Kohen, bless V'ani Yivarechem, you know, Kohenim should bless V'ani Yivarechem, and I'll bless the Kohanim, yeah? Mm-hmm. So Rashi comes lafuki this, I just thought it's worth pointing out. So he says, why is it why do we have to go to Avraham Avinu? Why don't we look at the same pasuk as, you know, inside? He says, De'ilu V'ani Yivarechem, Yisrael Koi. Because, I mean, this is maybe partial mm-hmm. pshat, yeah? But when it's, so when we're saying, you know, bless B'nai Yisrael, V'ani Yivarechem, B'nai Yivarechem doesn't mean the Kohanim, it means you bless, it's telling the Kohanim, you bless B'nai Yisrael, and Hashem is coming in and saying, and I will also kind of bless them, V'ani Yivarechem, right? So, yeah. So, So basically now the following, yeah, is linked to the Maharshal then kind of comments on this, yeah? And he uses this concept in order to answer why is something before, a different pshat actually to what Rashi says, but why is it that it says beforehand that Hashem desires Birchas Kahanim, yeah? And he uses this concept, the fact that the way it's working is Hashem is saying, Kahanim, you bless Klal Yisrael, and I'll also kind of bless them. So says the Maharshal, right? But the Ka'ama de Imkain, Husha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevrechas Yisrael, Lama Tziva LeKohanim Mevarkam, Klal. So he says, if the plan, Hashem's plan was, he was going to bless Klal Yisrael. So why does he tell the Kohanim to bless them? It's like a double blessing here, right? The Pasuk is saying, yeah, the Kohanim should bless Klal Yisrael. That's what Hashem's telling them. And then he's saying, you should know, and then I'll kind of, once you do that, I'll bless them. So why have this kind of double thing, yeah? Ella, Shachadish Baruch Hu Misabel LeBirkas Kohanim Shisbaruch Yisrael Gam Kain Mipiyah Kohanim. So basically, what he's saying is, in so far as we see that for Hashem's purpose of blessing Klal Yisrael, he doesn't need the Kohanim, yeah, he's going to anyway bless them directly, right? So therefore, he's saying that the fact that he tells the Kohanim to do it, that shows that he must have a special desire for the Kohanim to do it in that way, because it's not really needed for the purpose. So anyway, he links that.
Very good.
There's interesting pshat here in terms of pashat pshat and pasuk.
Right.
He's telling the Kohanim to bless, and then saying, and I will also then kind of follow up with my own blessing. Okay. Now, this is a whole big discussion. I won't read it inside here, yeah? But about the fact that we say Kohanim, every Kohen who doesn't go up to the Duchen is over on Shtei Lavim, yeah? The whole discussion, if that's the case, right? How come the Kohanim in three? Sorry, I don't know why I say Shtei.
Is that two? We had two Lavin with the with the Tsarayin.
Yeah, so you should have said three. Sorry, three Lavin. Yeah. So how could it be then that Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz don't do Birkas Kohanim?
That's a general question.
I suppose
Nachon. I mean, it's interesting.
But it's also strict, though. I mean, you know,
Insofar as there's a mitzvah, you say it's a general question. Why don't you do the mitzvah? I suppose the reason what's prompting things is it sounds like, you know, and by the way, you should know that this is a very serious thing, yeah? That if you don't do it, then there's three lavim that you're over, yeah?
Absolutely.
So basically, b'kitzur, you can see inside of it, Rabbi Yashiv kind of quotes the sources here, and the Beis Ephraim, if you want to know the answer to this, the Beis Ephraim wants to say, a very interesting concept, that basically the reason is because everyone is basically a Suffolk Kohen, right? We don't necessarily know who were the Kohanim. So he wants to suggest that nowadays, yeah, when we treat people as Kohanim, it's kind of like, you know, it's limited to the kind of, we allow people, say, to be Kohanim only for the things that we have as part of our Minhagim. So insofar as, you know, in whatever, it ended up being in Chutz La'aretz that you know, we don't do Birkas Kohanim. It's fun to do, but actually not. It is a bit circular, right? Yeah. But in so far as, I don't know, for whatever reason, I suppose they didn't know who the Kohanim were. So they said, you know, better not to do Birkas Kohanim, because, you know, if you're not a Kohen, it's definitely a very bad thing to be doing Birkas Kohanim. It's fine to do. Yeah, no, it's different Minhagim, right? So insofar as the Ashkenaz, so it became that basically that people who are muchsak as Kohanim, you're muchsak, but only for what we allow Kohanim to do, basically. Anyway, that seems to be the answer. Okay, and then the next question, and this is something came from something that you were commenting on during the thing, but I was thinking that's a good point, which is that when we talk about the fact that you have to move towards the Duchan, yeah? So you don't need to be, you know, in the Duchen but you don't need to at least start moving during, let's say, to the Duchen. Yeah. So Peretz actually commented that he said, well, wait a second, what about just going towards the washing station? You know, maybe that should be enough. Yeah. So Rabbi Yashiv actually, he makes a diuk from this Rashi. The Lashon of the Rashi here, I just kind of, the end is, he says, Shema minas sagi b'hachi, it's enough with this, she'oke ma'at raglav, leilech letzad haduchen b'ovoda. It's enough that he kind of uproots a bit his legs in order to go towards the Duchen ba'avoda during the bracha of avoda. And basically, the kitzur of Yashu says is meduk from Rashi that when the kohen that's kind of oka that's starting to movement, it has to be a movement towards the Duchen itself, and therefore he says it doesn't count if you're moving towards the washing stations.
next thing. So I don't know whether, sorry, I didn't interrupt. Rob, we were talking about building the shore. And Rob said, you know, it's a good idea to have the washing stations like, you know, up front, so that, you know, so when you're moving towards the, it looks like you're moving towards the Dukem, if the washing stations are.
Well,
Right, it definitely makes it easier and quicker, and you know, I mean.
No, but the thing is, because people they're making the move.
Like.
What did they do? I did see one commentary.
He said, I think he said, or someone said, that if you don't have enough time to go and wash, and you're like running out of time, you can go straight up towards the Duchen, and then wash out the Duchen. So I don't know whether maybe if it's close enough to the Duchen, that counts as washing out the Duchen. So, and in which case you're okay anyway. Because, I don't know, maybe some people argue with this Rabbi Yashub, I'm not sure, but he's Meduik. You see from Rashi, it says, you have to lay lechlet sada duchen.
I thought you like walk a bit towards the duchen, then you go wash your hands.
I hear that. I'm saying,
walk to
start
the duchen a bit,
towards the duchen,
and then go wash hands.
Yeah, that's kind of Frankel does that all the time.
Yeah, because you rely upon the washing beforehand.
Okay.
Because we're gonna. I think we see that. I don't. There's a Gemara coming up. If you don't wash hands, you can't bless. No. But any time you interfere, you mean to daven. You have to.
Yeah. And by the way, the other point he makes at the end of this Reli Ashi, if you want to see it inside, he says that what happens if you get to the Dukkan before it's set.
Oh, we're speaking about this, right?
So he says that's absolutely. He says that's fine. I did see other people say not. That's not fine.
All right.
But Rabbi Yashiv holds that for sure. That's fine.
What do you mean? It's a problem.
He's very early. Oh, no, because the problem. It sounds like somehow you have to kind of
start
get there during Ritzay. Either start during Ritzay or get there during Ritzay.
Yeah.
But what happens if you're there by Ritzay?
Yeah.
So you're not moving at all by Ritzay. You're up on the different. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. You're going that way.
I spoke to Eli Waldman on Shabbos. He was a Kohen, but he believes you've got to go up at Ritzay.
I think I saw Shevet Halevi says that he's not happy with if you arrive before Ritzay.
There's some Kohen who go early and they wait like a foot away.
Exactly, and then they go, that's fine. Yeah, exactly. That would be fine.
That would be fine, yeah.
But it's the West, do you need to do that?
We need a Kohen here.
Are we here?
Right here.
We're talking about going up before Ritzay or.
Look,
do you go up before Ritzay ever?
No, he is because he's a gabbai. He has to do things sometimes. Ah. You know what I mean? Like for example, when.
I'm stuck. When I'm stuck.
I can't hear you so loud.
Sorry.
We're turning your volume up.
Volume up.
You said.